So the angel says, "Do not be afraid, because your prayer has been heard." It says, "Do not be afraid." We heard it yesterday when the angel speaking to Joseph, and we'll hear it tomorrow when the angel speaking to our Blessed Mother. It says, "Do not be afraid." This common theme throughout the scriptures, which should be a common theme for the life of a disciple, to not be afraid of the opportunities that God gives us to say yes. And so when we reflect upon Zechariah today, we pray for the grace to persevere in our prayer. And there's so much we could say about this, and we don't really know exactly why he was, we can say, punished, faced the consequences that he did. But lots of commentary has been written that when he says, "How should I know this?" This doubting of the ability of God to do anything and everything, the miraculous. Because the angel said, "Your prayer has been heard." So clearly he had been praying for this, praying for a child. And maybe he gave up. He began to doubt and thought it wasn't possible. And he allowed that doubt to kind of harden his heart to the possibility of the miraculous. Because as we heard in the first reading, it wasn't completely unheard of that a barren woman could give birth. And as a righteous man, a man who was serving in the temple, he surely knew about these Old Testament stories. It wasn't Old Testament for him. And so we pray that when we pray and the answer is delayed, that we don't give up hope, that we continue to believe in the powerful intercession of God in our lives. You know, the O antiphon today is O root of Jesse. And the promise there is that the stump would sprout. So we know you cut down a tree, you have a dead stump. There's nothing there. And it's that barren, dead stump which was promised to give life. So in these last days of preparation, maybe there's a part of your heart, of your life, or your family that seems to be barren and dead. Let's pray for the grace that new life be brought to our lives and to our families and to this church, that we will not doubt and we will never be afraid. Amen.